Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of Books, Branding, and Business for Authors. I'm very pleased as today we have Erin Douglas on the podcast, the author of Relentless, The Art of Thriving Under Pressure. Right. And guys, in today's society, we are under a lot of pressure. So I'm super excited to get into this interview and hear what Erin has to say. How are you doing today, Erin?
I'm doing great, guys. Glad to be here. I'm ready to get into it. I'm very excited. Very excited.
Awesome. Well, if you can, just share a little bit about how you got started with this Relentless, and just tell us a little bit more about who you are.
Okay, so my name is Erin Douglas, guys. Came from a humble beginning. So I was always the guy that's thinking, doing strategies, pushing for a better future, right? And so that's kind of how the book started. You know, over time, I used to tell my parents and I used to tell my brothers, y'all, I live a pretty wild life. I got to record this. I got to document this. And so basically, essentially, all the trials and tribulations I've went through, I almost just like documented them and wanted others to like, you know, feel like we're together in this as well. So that's how I got started. That's the idea behind the whole thing. And from there, just breaking down experiences, breaking down my feelings in those experiences, kind of, you know, wanted to capture that in the book. So that's that.
Awesome. So definitely, I mean, who do you see as the primary audience for Relentless?
Honestly, looking at it demographically, I feel like anybody that's more or less like able to sit with their, heal their traumas and understand that there's things that they want to grow through. So I'm usually looking at 18 to about 59. And all colors included, right? It's those that are like, you know, at that maturity level, usually mentally, where it's like, hey, you know, I've been through some things. I'm looking at growing. It's okay. So it's the book is almost like a book for healing almost. Yeah.
Definitely. So was there like a personal story that you've gone through yourself that brought about this book? Or what were some of the influences that inspired you to write Relentless?
Yeah, so there's many. Honestly, a lot of it stemmed from my back being against the wall a lot of times and having to like, you know, no one to really count on to lean on. Guys, what happened is I actually captured that, like I was going through that same pattern. So I was like, I'm always either, in life, right? A job, right? In a sales role, you know, always having to start back against the wall. Or let's say in life, just wanting to get your first car. You may not have all the resources and all the ideas, but you want to, like, you know, whatever it was, I was always back against the wall. And that's where the passion came from, to really put the book out there. It's like anybody else out there, back against the wall, having to start fresh, always having to, you know, do a new idea, find a different track. I wanted this to be a book for those people. So that's definitely why I put it out. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, definitely. So how do you define thriving? Because it's the art of thriving under pressure. So how do you define thriving as discussed within your book?
That's a great question. I will say that thriving to me is exceeding your personal expectations and goals, right? So thriving to a lot of people in this society looks like, a lot of people love the fancy cars, the fancy watches. It's so glamorized via social media. But thriving to me is when you sit back and you look at your life, right? You just have a quick reflection point and you say, man, I'm doing the dang thing, right? I'm doing it, right? So that's thriving, guys. And I feel like, you know, a lot of times it's not talked about how we thriving individually, how, you know, what's going on there. I don't think we look at our personal lives and our goals all the time. Of course, yeah, people have, you know, goal boards and things that they just do for the moment. But thriving, guys, we have to look at. So I wanted to bring thriving up as a topic of conversation in today's world.
Definitely. So you brought up a good thing, which is social media. And as you said, your audience ranges from like 18 to 59. Yeah, yeah. So do you feel like perhaps the younger audience for your book, or anyone in essence, perhaps can have a false perception of thriving, especially when comparing themselves on social media? Because a lot of people now these days are more on social media than, you know, watching television or going to the movies. And so considering that we're constantly, you know, scrolling on social media, do you think that some people have like a false perception of what thriving means for them?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Another thing there, and I think America does it versus other countries, the capitalistic mindset here is like, the more money I have, the more I show it off, the almost like the better I am, quote unquote, right? For, you know, so it all plays into that arena. I'm not a big believer of it. I'm a minimalist myself. So I like to, you know, I enjoy what I have, right? But it's like, I think that a lot of people do value, especially the younger generation. Like, if I just get 100 more thousand, I'll just be more liked or loved. Or if I get more capital and I spend it on more things, I'll get the fulfillment and the soul that I'm looking for. And I feel like that is not the direction. You know, I've been around many different people. So as you know, a lot of other people out there, and so there's people that have all those assets that are live miserable lives, as just as, you know, vice versa on the spectrum. So, you know, thriving, we have to talk about it. I feel like this is the top. I feel like right now, guys, the world needs healing. The world wants healing. I feel like you're here seeing more conversations of all kinds come up. So thriving, let's talk about thriving. Let's talk about what that means for you. Right? Let's talk about how that feels, what that looks like. What do you really want? Are you using the money as a resource to get to something else? What is the something else you want? Have you locked that down? Do you know the size of it? Do you know why, et cetera? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. I want to get deep there. I'm passionate about that. That right there. I'm passionate about that, you know?
That's good. And I was going to say, I definitely can relate. I feel the older I get, the more responsibilities that I have, just definitely minimalistic. And mm-hmm. not necessarily like what works for people on social media does not work for me. And that's perfectly okay. You know, as mm-hmm. long as I'm happy, family happy, we are taken care of, I don't necessarily need all the glamorous things. Mm-hmm. And I think that people have like a false conception, like they're constantly trying to mm-hmm. get there, trying to arrive at thriving, but it's like a false platform that they're reaching for. Yeah. So they truly had an understanding of what it is for them and not comparing. And you're talking about this, and I wanted to know, like, what are some key strategies that are you discuss within the book for managing pressure effectively?
One of the things, guys, is we have to understand, like, and it took me a while to figure this out, and I'm about to get passionate here, everybody, because sometimes we can't like do it all, have it all. Guys, that took me. So let's say you're in a difficult situation. You're trying to bundle all these things. The first thing I would tell someone is let's take a deep breath and slow down, right? Like literally, let's lower the tone. Let's relax a little bit. And let's look at what on the board is a priority versus not. First one, right? So step one will be just take a deep breath. Step back for a second. Say, whoo, this is heavy. It's a lot. I like to shrug my shoulders like that. Be like, dang, I feel the pressure. Yeah, that's right. I feel the pressure. But why don't we just take a step back? Now, what do we really need to focus on? I was actually thinking about this last night when I was talking to somebody else. I was like, y'all, it's late. I'm ready to call it a night. And I said, okay, what do I need to focus on tonight? And what can I push off? So that's one thing, guys. And, you know, these things might sound common, but it's making these things more conscious, making us more like, hey, in the moments, we need to make sure we bring these up, right? So all this, although this might sound familiar, we want to remember, okay, Aaron says, hey, let's slow down right quick. What do I need to focus on? So that's a big one I talk about in the book. The next one, when we're looking at thriving, know what what our goals are, our actual goals. I love doing this reflection, introspection work, guys. I find myself to be a soul guy these days. So it's like, you know, what do you really want? Where do you want it? And why do you? If you don't know that why, you'll mm-hmm. be led astray. So thriving comes down to knowing what you want, what the goal is, what is exceeding that goal. What is the actual goal, though? Is it really money? Is it really the thing they print? Or is it actually what you can exchange that for, you know? So there's a lot there. There's a lot there.
I think that is excellent work, excellent information. Definitely some things that people can implement mm-hmm. Within their daily lives. Like, so what research or methodologies did you draw to develop from the advice and strategies to help your readers thrive and under pressure?
Honestly, I leaned on, just like anybody else, I leaned on a couple colleagues' books, right? You okay. read their perception and their perspective. It enlightens and opens up yours. You're able to then draw more from those different perspectives and conjure up your own, adding with your own experiences. And then there's a whole arena to play with, guys. There's like, just, you know, they're like X-Men. There are a lot of characters to play with there, right? You have your Steve Jobs, really good guy, really good visionary. He has some great things to say about being your best self and realizing things and knowing what you want. Of course, your Tony Robbins and your Myron Goldens, really powerful men that have great enlightening perspectives. So just being around those guys and actually, you know what? I want to get better today. What do they have to say? What did I go through? How can I make it better? And when you repeat that pattern, I felt the gift had to be put out into the world of practical steps, like different things. Let's talk about it, because I feel like now, right, the world is moving from a like collectivist, like I need all the assets, to like more or less like, what do you feel? It's some of empathy is being talked about more. More spiritual topics are brought up more on social media, things like that. So I wanted to bring something in that arena. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. Now, I am going to ask later on, but I want you to go ahead and kind of put in your plug. Where can people find your book? Whether, you know, if it's on Amazon, your website, like how, where can people find your book and how can people support you?
Perfect. So, guys, here's the first thing you could do. I'm big on LinkedIn, Instagram, and the book's on Amazon. Shorter answer, right? Short answer, book's on Amazon. Type it in that bad boy, you'll find it. If you want to support me more, there's Instagram. There's _Aaron.Douglas, okay? I also have Facebook. If you type in Aaron Douglas, you'll see a silver suit and a black bow tie. That's my go-to that I usually use across all socials. Guys, reach out. Say, hey, you know, tell me your feedback about the book. Tell me an experience you even went through. Let's build this thing, guys. Let's build this together.
Definitely. I was going to ask, you know, since the book's released, you know, what kind of feedback have you received from your readers? Like, could you say, like, there's like a main takeaway that, you know, it's like the common theme that you've heard from a lot of people?
Yes, yes. So there's one, guys, and I'm going to tell you an angle I did. It's a different angle. So most books are in third person, right? I did it a little bit different here. I wanted it to be like, I wanted them to feel me, right? Almost like in their soul so they could actually be more motivated and actually get things going in a better direction. So I did it in first person. A couple of people that read the book so far, for sure, they said, my goodness, Aaron, I feel like you're talking to me. I feel like every time like I think about a thought, I hear your voice. And that's just by doing the backdoor method of the first person, putting that in the book. A little different, but people are saying that they can feel my like a transformation. They can feel where my mind is trying to take them. They more or less can understand what I'm trying to give them deeper. So I took a risk in going third to first person, and it seems to have paid off well. So they're actually feeling what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, definitely. As a publisher, I definitely know that third person is much easier to write in than first person. Definitely kudos to you. But what would you say has been the most challenging part of writing or publishing your book? And then how did you overcome those challenges?
Yo, I had a big challenge. I got to tell you, I have a quick story. You know, I was looking at getting a publisher. I didn't know you at the time. But I was looking at getting someone to help me put it together, guys. So what did I do? I kind of used social media. I used Meta, you know, everybody. And I found a lot of ads on Facebook popping up. Well, I replied and we got the relationship going. Money was sent across and we started the services. But it turns out that I eventually in the end kind of got scammed a little bit past the book cover. So when I asked for my edit back, they actually sent me back what I sent them. So I was like, wow, you guys didn't do much of the work. It was some guys that claimed their company was out of Minnesota. I did get scammed in my first time through. Don't be like me. Use wonderful Ashley here. She'll help you. But yes, guys, so yeah, I got scammed out of like almost like my editing process. So that was a thing to work through at the end. And that's one thing I had to overcome. That was challenging. I was very frustrated. I put in some long nights and hard focus to go ahead and make that edit quick as possible. So that's an obstacle I went through.
Definitely. I hear that story quite often.
Really? That's crazy. Okay. Wow.
Definitely. So you mentioned one person that I admire and follow as well is Myron Golden. I love his teachings and the different aspects. Were there other, I know you mentioned two other people though. Were there like any role models, maybe like family, you know, maybe someone not necessarily known that has like a great following, but were there any role models that perhaps influenced you to write this book or just influenced you in your upbringing?
As a matter of fact, yeah, there was a guy, really, really good guy. I like the guy because he's a great personality. He's actually authentic. He's alive. He lives out of Atlanta. His name is Eric Anderson. He's a former public speaker. Really good guy. Simple guy, tall guy. But nonetheless, he's a guy that inspired me. He said, hey, Aaron, there's more here. Unlock it. There's more here. Bring it out. Right. He says, dive into these things. A lot of people don't talk about this, but he wanted me to explore this avenue of writing a book and putting it all out there for sure. So he's one of my good guys, Eric Anderson, that definitely inspired me to expand. Outside of him, Myron's really good too. But honestly, it was a whole plan the whole time. Honestly, a little bit, because I was like, I'm doing all these things. Like, for example, my back would be against the wall in like life in like three back-to-back situations. I'd be like, oh my God, Lord, why am I going through this? But all of a sudden, I was like, I gotta capture this. There's somebody out there I know for a fact that's having a rough patch, that's like need a little bit of inspiration and hope, because I know I a little bit did, right? So I kind of just knew I was going to capture the life journey in some sort of story. And this is the first definitely healing attempt at that.
Definitely. Okay. You did mention public speaking as far as the guy who inspired you. And I noticed, I think, I don't know if I went to your social media, your LinkedIn or whatever, but I noticed that you do public speaking. So
That's right.
I guess what are the topics or I guess one, what are the topics that you speak about? And then ideally, what are the type of companies or brands or people that in essence would hire you to come out and speak?
Okay, so my best topics, guys, and I love getting deep. So to begin with, my topics are pretty introspective and deep, and I love change. So let's start there. That leads to topics to leadership, change, and development, right? So usually HR personnel, like the social skills, right? We have our communication. And with communication, not just a typical, hey, how do you communicate, right? We can find those on YouTube. More or less, it's about the ways of like communicating your emotions, communicating it with poise. In a way that gives direction on your actual thinking topics and not distracting the listener, things like that. Leadership development with things like, hey, how are you interacting with your staff? Do people like coming to work to see your face? At least in a way where we can get work done effectively. Let's be honest here. Come on, we've all had those bosses. We've all
That
had
is
those
true.
cops. Come on now. Let's take the veil off, right? Let's tell the truth, right? So just getting to the bottom of what's going on in the office, why colleagues aren't working together, why they're not liking each other, et cetera. So social communication topics, leadership topics, a lot of people skill topics is what I do. And I would like to say the companies I work best, I honestly love the blue collar workers. My blue collar workers, absolutely. There's a big potential for me there with what I've done recently with them. You see on my Instagram or LinkedIn, I'm going in pretty casual. And I'm having like an A to B conversation, and we're uncovering things through that. That's more of my style. So, and I love the blue collar workers. I feel like they work really hard. They help build America and a lot of the world a lot. Some of the skills that are left out are the communication, are the people skills. It's pretty, they have a rough, more or less day to day business regarding like, the manual labor of things and the grit to do things. And so, I believe they deserve the gift of communication and empathy and learning how to use those as well.
Definitely. So, I don't, how can someone that's interested in booking you to come out and speak to their organization? I don't know if there's an email, a website. How can someone get in contact with you for your speaking services?
Perfect. So here's what you do, guys. There's two ways. I'm gonna go number and I'm gonna go email. So the email is info@aarondouglasprojects.com. So that's info@aarondouglasprojects.com. And then you can call this number 980-781-7793. Those are best ways to get a hold of me directly. My assistant might also pick up as well, but it's quite simply, I love the direct A to B communication.
Definitely. So, looking ahead, are you planning to write more books? Because I think if I remember correctly, this was like volume one.
That's right.
So,
That is absolutely
definitely. So, do you have, any more books or workbooks that you have or different projects that you expect to launch in the future?
Absolutely. So not only so today, I might as well show it first. So to answer your question, many more books.
Okay.
Yes. This here on my wrist, guys, is actually a watch with the brand on it. Okay. So I'll have a watch representing the brand a little bit. I think time is very important as leaders. We need to be on time often. So
Okay.
that's the watch there with me on it.
Nice.
Shirt here and hats are coming soon. Okay. But outside of that, yes, many more books. I'm looking at doing maybe 10 or probably about 11 volumes. So
Okay.
it'll be a process. There will be 10 more books. They're all going to be soul transformation. They're direct from me to you all. At the once again, attempt of giving healing and peace to the planet in all the right areas, not sugarcoating it. Not rubbing, rubber bands and band-aids over things. Let's take the band-aids off. So many more books, apparel. And one last thing I like to put out there for the future, guys, there is an app coming soon. The app's gonna have obviously a subscription, but it's gonna have updates, where we're at. I'm trying to get into many different areas in the United States. As I travel there, I meet with my collective people and we talk great things. So I'm actually looking at expanding very here shortly.
Definitely. Well, congratulations on all your endeavors. I love the watch, the whole branding.
Well,
You're
now,
doing
come on. Oh, I gotta look fresh. Come on now.
Yes, you don't debonair.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's right. That's right. Put it on, turn around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
Love it. So, I mean, if you could give like our viewers
Okay.
the main takeaway, it doesn't necessarily have to be from the book, But the main takeaway, like the message that maybe something inspiring for life overall that you would want to be remembered by, want them to remember.
I got you guys. Here we go. So one of them things that I like to tell people is, honestly, y'all, we have one life. Let's live it up. I feel like so many people at the fears of things going on, and they are, you know, valid. I do want to say that. You hear a lot on YouTube, oh, just get over the fear, all this aggressive, more or less stuff. And it's like, well, the fears are real. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to remove them. They're real in our heads, so they're real in reality. Come on now, let's talk. So yeah. Let's remove the fears. You live once, go out with a bang. Guys, not everything always works. But you stood up, chest up, and you went for it, guys. I mean, you know, what other ribbon do you want other than that, right? So, guys, a lot of my thing that I see is a lot of people actually don't strive for what they want. They stay in these jobs that they don't like. They stay in these environments that they don't like. Guys, come on. So my message, heartfelt, is like, please stand up for yourself. Stand up for what you believe in. Your ideas, they're needed. The world needs you now more than ever. So, you know, stand up for yourself. Come out here and try with me. Don't just, you know, stand behind the screen and watch. Come out here and try with me.
I love that. Come out here and try with me. There are a lot of people who don't live up to their potential. And one of the things I heard was like, you don't want to look back on your life and have regret. And I was like, that's so true. Because, I mean, time is time. Like, you can't get it back. So it's like, okay, go ahead, take that leap, you know, do what I'm not gonna say it for your heart's desire, but go out here and do what needs to be done and don't let fear hold you back. So I truly love that and appreciate that, Erin. So if you could, for the last time, let people know how they can get your book, how they can support you and stay in contact with you.
Perfect, guys. So you can get the book on Amazon.com. You just type in the name. It'll pop right up. Okay. If you want to support me and reach out, tell me your thoughts, ideas, or just connect, I have the email and the number. So we'll go email first. That's info@AaronDouglasProjects.com. That's info@AaronDouglasProjects.com. The number is here, 980-781-7793. That's 980-781-7793. Guys, reach out. I also collaborate with everyone else in regarding the project. So if you have an idea that relates to a humanitarian idea, you reach out to me. We can make something happen.
Definitely. Well, Erin, I thank you so much for your time. Once again, guys, it is Erin Douglas, the author of Relentless, The Art of Thriving Under Pressure, Volume 1, because we got 10 more coming
out. 10 more coming. There's a whole, I'm shooting them, baby. I'm shooting them. You know?
Well, thank you so much for your time, and we greatly appreciate the knowledge that you spilled with us and shared with us today, okay?
All right. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to y'all soon.
Take care.